With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We've been talking to Kyle and about Kyle, you know, like potentially leaving us for some reason.
Which is weird because he just got here.
Yeah, in June, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So it's like, wow, what are we going to do with him? What's happening?
Yeah, Kyle, what is going on?
Well, guys, I don't want to get your hopes up. I'm not leaving for good. I don't want to leave.
I don't want to get your hopes up.
You are leaving.
Like we'd get excited that he is leaving.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I thought I did. Your Monday was off to a great start. Don't want to ruin it. But I would potentially leaving for a little bit.
Okay, why is that?
So Michelob Ultra, delicious beer.
Yeah.
Low calorie, and I'm not just sucking up to them because I'm about to mention them, but. They are doing...
Are you looking for a payout here?
Yeah, what's he doing? I think he's like, I think he wants an endorsement or something.
Look, I can be bought. That's a fact.
That's good to know.
Wow. All right, duly noted.
I don't remember you said that.
I'm writing that one down. Okay.
So they're running a promotion right now. It's called Get Away From Every Ping. P-I-N-G. So basically, you know how some people don't take all their PTO?
Yes.
Not me, but some people,
I was
going
to say, you do not suffer from that problem.
Well, even some people, when they do take time off, like me and Melissa, we still check our emails. We still try to help the show.
Oh, I don't. I get away from every ping.
We're very well aware of that.
Yeah. Is this my contest? Did I start this contest?
Well, Michelob Ultra is doing a thing right now where they are trying to send somebody away on a vacation where they won't be looking at their phone.
Okay.
Won't be checking emails, won't be posting on Instagram. We'll just be enjoying the outdoors a little bit. A trip for four to a remote destination.
Oh, and they don't say where it is?
You can choose.
You can choose.
So basically, you can choose between going maybe to the mountains,
ooh,
to the beach, to a lake, hiking.
Yep.
So I'm a beach guy.
Same.
Love the beach.
Yep.
Cool. Do you want to go to our cabin?
You keep trying. I think you want me to fix
Melissa's
things in the cabin.
Trying to find someone to take this cabin.
I need
off
a painting
her hands.
Done.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There it is. There it is.
Yep. And there it is.
Yeah.
So I submitted myself because, you know, I feel like I need more time off. I feel like I've been working.
He submitted himself
way
and he just too got
hard.
Here.
Unbelievable.
Been working way too hard. And I had to submit something. And I figured I would tell you guys this. And again, if somebody from Michelob Ultra is listening, don't just give me the prize to give it to me, but it would be great content. I had to submit a reason why I think I should. And it actually factors in with both of you guys. This is what I wrote to Michelob Ultra.
Oh, okay.
My coworkers are famous for bullying me after taking time off.
Okay.
I work my fingers to the bone and they repay me by putting me down after vacations.
All right.
This trip would show them. Oh, and my wife and I never took a honeymoon. She deserves a trip and for me to ditch my phone. So.
Look at you. I like it. It's nice, short, and sweet. That might get you somewhere.
And then I also had to write an out of office email just in case.
Yeah.
This is what I put. Hello. I'll be out of the office for the next week enjoying some cold, delicious, and surprisingly low-caloried Michelob Ultra.
Oh, gosh.
Boy, is it refreshing.
Oh, gosh.
I threw my phone in the ocean, so please wait for me to return to workplace that has no beach and no Michelob Ultra.
Oh, look at you.
End it with my favorite signature. Love you like a sister. Lilas.
Okay.
All
right. Wait. Are there dentists at this remote tropical island that you're going to?
I sure hope not.
Time to play some One's Gotta Go.
All right, let's do it. Who do we have on the phone?
Get your, we've got Kathy in Oak Forest, which before we get to her, make sure you get your text messages into our text line, 44995. Any options that you want us to consider for One's Gotta Go, you text them in, 44995, and we'll tell you which one's gotta go. But yes, as of right now, we've got our friend Kathy in Oak Forest. Kathy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Hi, Kathy.
How's Oak Forest doing on a Monday morning?
It's doing great.
Good.
Good. You're up bright and early today.
Oh, yes. Every day.
Every day. You and me both.
Yes.
There's a little clips in there, so we'll just play.
Yeah.
Let's just play.
Kyle, what we got
for
Kathy?
All right, let's do it.
All right, one's got to go. Vacationing in a hotel or in a cabin? Which one's got to go, Kathy?
In a hotel.
Oh, right away. Why?
I love being out in the woods and being with nature.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I agree. I have a little log cabin.
I knew that was coming.
Well,
Melissa,
it's true. I do. And I'm going
to
Airbnb it.
Trying to pawn off your cabin to other people.
But it's really happening. So I have a cabin, Kathy.
All right.
In Kentucky.
All right.
I'm going to Airbnb it.
I don't think Kathy's going
I love
to Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, maybe I was wrong.
There we go. Too bad.
All right. So are you saying that you're also the same?
I get the hotel, of course, gone.
Okay.
In a heartbeat.
Cabin, get out of here. Give me a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because they don't leave mints on your pillow in a cabin, okay? They don't have...
We leave chocolates.
They don't have mini bar. No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Who leaves them there?
The cleaning person.
Okay.
I have them in a cabinet.
Well, you don't have a mini bar in your place either.
Give me the hotel.
Of course, maybe with you. Yeah, yours might. Give me the hotel.
All right, next one up, Kathy. Haunted hayrides or haunted trails? Which one's got to go?
Haunted trails.
Ooh, haunted trails. Why is that?
I like the hayrides.
The hayrides, yeah. Hayrides are fun.
I think that's better, too. I agree with you. I'd rather sit on, like, a hayride and feel somewhat protected, even though I know it's fake. It's still too scary to walk through.
Yeah, right.
I don't like people jumping out at me getting that close.
I love a good...
I don't either.
Right. Yeah.
I love a good trail. You know, they're great, and they're, you know, nice nature, blah, 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 Blair Witch Project, blah, blah, blah. No, give me the haunted hayride. I'm with you guys, because the haunted trail's got to go, because... the hayride is, in a sense, like it's another Uber.
Yeah, the lazy way.
Yeah. Right, you don't have to walk, you know? You don't have to get your steps in. So.
All right. Have a beer.
Last one up today. I'm glad you mentioned beer. So, Kathy, one's got to go. Our main man, Dylan Scott, or alcohol?
Oh, just all alcohol.
All alcohol. No more cocktails, beer, wine. They're all gone.
Oh, man.
Alcohol.
Alcohol's got to go.
Alcohol.
Why is that?
I like my coffee.
Coffee is all you need. Well, that's perfect because...
we have Dylan Scott right now.
Oh, he's right here. The dating world can be tough. We all know this. This is not breaking news or anything, but it especially is for our friend Kelly in Chicago because Kelly recently went on a date with a guy who claimed that she was the first one he had met on a dating app, but Kelly, that turned out to not be true?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys. I don't know.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah, hit us with the full story.
Like you said, I met this guy on a dating app,
mm-hmm.
and it's been going literally amazing. We have common interests. We have chemistry. We have so much fun together, and I really, really like him. But something is off because he told me I was the first and only person he's met off any of these apps, which I learned to not be true.
How did you find out it wasn't true?
So we were out having a great time, and a few girls throughout the night, it was crazy, had come up to him claiming they had gone on dates with him on another dating app. It was weird the first time, but after the third time, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And he put up and down that they are mistaken, that it's not him, and he's doubling down and sticking to his story, and I'm just like, should I trust him now?
I agree with you, Kelly. Like, if it was one person, sure, then I would believe him, but
since three women came up to him on the same night, and I mean, he very well could be taking you somewhere where he normally takes dates,
which would be kind of weird and dumb. Like,
well,
why would you know?
Like what you like, you know?
Yeah,
maybe he likes the food there or something. Or I'm probably not the person to be asking this because I'm too kind. Like I take people at their word, and I get screwed over a lot because of that problem. Like I'm not skeptical enough, so I'm like, yeah, well, he's probably telling the truth if he's doubling down after three women came out to him, but it just doesn't add up.
I try to always give people the benefit of the doubt, but once you get that third person there, there is no way. Something's up with this guy.
So what do you think she does? Like, should she call him out on it, or should she not trust him and maybe start to move on?
I think you need to, like, one last ditch effort. Have, like, a gathering, like a little mini party at your house. Have your friends over. And can you invite him and he can have a couple of his buddies come? And then those girls come. And then see if they start talking to him about, like, when they went out and what happened and how he responds to that.
Right. Or, even just, like, getting in with his friends and asking. Like, so what's his dating history like? Am I, you know, kind of first girl he's dated, or
you can take that two different directions.
The only other thing I would say is maybe go through his phone, but
no!
I hate when my wife goes through my phone, so I would not recommend doing that. And
plus, you barely know the guy; you can't go through his phone.
Yeah, no, right.
Then so that's, you're adding mistrust to mistrust.
That's off the table. That would give us our answer probably right away, but that's off the table.
Obviously, we don't know, and I'm kind of curious to see which direction people are leaning on this, because is this something that three women could be mistaken? Like, he just is very similar?
Three women, one maybe. Three?
I think we know where Kelly stands.
It is weird, though, that he is doubling down on it. It's kind of strange. So, I mean, what do you think? 312-946-4995. He's doubling down on this and saying, that is not me. I don't know what these girls are talking about, and these three women are like, no, that's him.
Yeah, how do you get the truth out of him in this situation? 312-946-4995.
And do you think he's telling the truth or not?
Right now, let's go to Ben in Portage.
How's it going?
Hey. Going well, Ben. I got to ask before we get into the topic at hand, is the statue of Melissa still up in the town square of Portage?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Of course.
Oh, yeah?
Of course.
Okay, what am I doing on that statue?
You got a beer in your hand, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, a beer. Yes,
that's
right. Immortalized you in your most recognizable state.
Thank you so much. I love beer.
All right. So, Ben... what do you think in terms of Kelly and the guy she's dating? And he said he's never dated anyone on a dating app, but three different women came up to him on their night out referencing that they had met him on a dating app.
But he was adamant about, like, that's not me. What do you think, or what should she do?
Honestly, in my eyes, I think that's a little sketchy. Three guys or three girls in one night, I mean, that's a lot for sure. But if she really wanted to get to the bottom of it, maybe find out what websites they found him on and then download those websites.
See if you can find him on the other apps.
Oh, yeah, to see if he was on some other places.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she's got to do a little digging.
She might have to do a little digging, but it might be a different name. It might be a different alias, different age, different interests. You never know.
Ooh, see, and this could be like a fun project for her and her girlfriends.
Yeah, they all work on it together.
Yeah, right. You just have a team of people just like monitoring at all times, you know? I imagine that room from The Dark Knight with all the screens.
Yeah.
You know, you just have like a huge setup there to try and catch this guy in the act.
That's not a bad idea. Could you imagine if it was him and then they all came up to him together with the evidence?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Send him screenshots right away.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
I feel bad because she likes the guy. She likes him.
But she also needs to know ahead of time if he's as legit as he's claiming to be, right?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe he has a doppelganger out there that he doesn't know about, but that definitely sounds a little weird to me.
And that's what I was wondering, too.
That thought crossed my mind for sure. Now, Ben, let's say she does catch him. Should she stay with him and maybe talk it out, or is that a deal breaker?
See, for me personally, I'm not one for lying. If you can't be honest about a website or something that happened even in the past, like, I'm not going to judge a book by its cover. What's in the past is in the past, but if you can't tell me the truth now, then I don't think I could be with you.
Yeah, I understand that, and, like, I get it 100%, and what would be his reason for lying? So what if he went out with a couple different girls?
I know. That's
just
not
weird, something
that you would need to lie about unless you're truly hiding something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Ben, you think she should move on?
If that's the case, I think that would be the best idea. There's plenty of fish in the sea, and if the first one's going to lie to you, then the second one probably won't.
Are you one of those fish in the sea? Are you currently single?
No, I'm not. I'm happily married.
Oh, okay. All right.
I appreciate the effort, though.
Yeah, of course, dude. I got your back. Maybe we had Kelly's backup plan right here.
Yeah,
so.
You never know.
Oh, yeah. You're a good wingman.
I appreciate that.
Well, I love it.
Ben, thank you so much for calling, man. We appreciate it, dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
Melissa, look, I don't want to unfairly judge this guy, but
of course,
let's say he is hiding something. What do you think he could be hiding?
I mean, I was thinking, what if he is like the Tinder swindler?
Oh, from that documentary from Netflix?
Right, where he's in search of a girl he can take advantage of.
Melissa.
Like the Tinder swindler was.
What if we had a local Tinder swindler here in Chicago?
Yeah, well, she would need to know, like, right away.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine that? Let's not... I don't want to do that to him.
We don't wish that upon Kelly.
No, I don't wish that to be in Chicago.
Yeah, but low-key, I love that theory. It's a great doc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Yes?
It is October 3rd.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
AKA Mean Girls Day, which means in honor of that movie and in honor of it being spooky season, we want to put you to the test again. We've done this before with movie quotes. We're going to give you a movie quote. You just tell us what movie it's from.
Okay. It's nothing like asking a girl that doesn't know anything about movies.
You know literally nothing. You
know
less than nothing about movies. And so that's why we like having fun here. And it's but we're going to do a twist of it. It's going to be spooky season movie.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to ask you, these are all from famous horror movies. We're just going to hit you with a quote. You tell us what movie it's from, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go pretty quickly here. We're going to start easy. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, The Silence of the Lambs.
Very nice.
One for one. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to get any more after that.
Very nice. Okay.
I think you're going to get this one. Here's Johnny.
Shining.
There we go.
Two for two.
There we go. Two for two. Good start.
What?
What about this one? It was the Boogeyman.
Halloween?
Melissa!
My gosh! Three for three!
All right!
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
It?
What's your favorite scary movie? Scream.
Scream.
Oh, it's Scream?
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else knew that one.
What about It's Alive! It's Alive!
Frankenstein?
Melissa!
There we go. Come on now.
What's happening here? Who am I?
Here's a quote that we often say throughout the morning.
Yeah.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
We all go a little mad sometimes? What could that be? Give me a hint.
You are one.
A girl?
No, psycho.
Ooh. Oh, Austin!
Kind of like what we're doing now. How about this one?
I want to play a game.
Give me another hint.
I even did the voice there.
Give me a hint.
Melissa, all your life you've been hosting radio. Now it's time for radio to host you.
Ew, I don't,
Come on.
Misery?
Ah, close. Saw.
Oh, ew, I love the Saw movies in some strange way. I wonder if anybody knew that one.
All right. All right.
One more?
Last one.
Last one. I'll make it easy for you.
Okay. What is
one,
it?
One, two, Freddy's coming.
Freddy Krueger.
What's the name of the movie?
Why are you buzzing me already?
It's The Nightmare on Elm Street, Melissa.
Why didn't you get a chance to finish it?
Sorry. Sorry. You lost. Sorry.
What's wrong with you guys?
But you're really good.
Yeah, you did better this time. Yeah. Hey.
You don't mean that.
And it's a great
in Naperville.
What's your great news?
I'll put up with dealing in traffic driving into the city today because my oncologist is about to tell me that I hit remission.
No.
You already know what they're going to say?
Yes.
Wait, how do you know?
Have you never seen my chart?
Oh, so you logged in and found out ahead of time before your appointment.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Look at you. How exciting.
That is such great news.
Just to get a little bit of background, what was going on with you?
I have liposarcoma.
Okay. And what is that exactly?
So it's leave it to the fat girl to have cancer in her fat cells. And I had a giant tumor in my right arm.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
well, oh my goodness. And you're going to be cleared of both?
Yes. Well, I'll still have to go through monitoring for a while, but yes.
Right. Okay. And you know what? I'm very, very, very happy for you and so glad to hear that. I do not want you to say those things about yourself because all of us humans are beautiful and wonderful just the way we are. But regardless, I am thrilled for this news for you and that you're going to have it delivered face to face.
What a great day.
Yeah. I'm a little excited. I'll deal with, you know, dead stop traffic on 290.
I was going to say, for anyone to be happy in traffic, you know it's great news. And that truly is.
I'm so happy for you. You go out and live life the way you want to live it, girl.
Ashley, we're so happy for you. Thank you so much for calling the Great at 8. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Nicole in East Chicago.
Hi, what's your great news?
I got engaged on Friday.
Nicole!
All right!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Yes, who's your fiancé?
His name is Derek.
Is it weird hearing the word fiancé?
A little. I keep almost saying boyfriend still.
Yeah, right. How long have you guys been together?
It will be 4 years on December 20th.
Okay, so you guys put a good 4 years in for that.
Were you expecting this?
No.
Really?
So we love hearing a good engagement story. How did he surprise you and what'd he do?
So we were going out to eat at this restaurant, BC Osaka's, not too far from here, and he proposed in the parking lot before we went in.
Oh, so then you had the whole dinner to just revel in the fact that you're newly engaged.
Yes.
Very
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Did he get down on one knee?
No, we were sitting in the car.
Aw.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
That's very sweet and romantic.
Did you cry?
I did, and then I was trying to stop so I could tell my best friend.
Aw, that's so
and,
sweet.
Then I started crying some more.
Really? Did he cry too?
He didn't.
Yeah. Nah, guys, come on.
Stereotypical.
He's a guy. Attaboy, Derek.
I love it.
Nicole, do us a favor. While you go through wedding planning, keep calling us for the Great at 8. Let us know how wedding planning goes. And then, of course, when the big day happens, you got to call us after that as well.
Of course.
We may wedding crash.
Yeah, we might. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, just make sure you send us a save the date and an invite, and yeah, we'll be there, and you'll regret every decision that you made to invite
have
us
there in the first place.
Thank you so much for calling, Nicole. We're so excited for you, and send our best to Derek as well.
I will.
Austin does have a, well, I guess we are calling it a dumb husband story that you named it.
Stupid. Husband is a doing job. I don't know if all that
husband.
Was needed for me. Yes, did I have a dumb moment? Sure.
Yeah. It's a stupid moment.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but we didn't need all the glitz and glamour, okay?
Okay.
Look, so the other day, I was home alone, and my wife was coming back in town, and I had the sink was backing up. And now the thing about our apartment is our townhome is things are constantly going wrong. They're constantly breaking.
Okay.
We're constantly hitting up the landlord to get them fixed.
Sure.
And so the sink's backing up. I'm trying to do good by like doing the dishes and stuff like that. And,
well, that's nice.
And the sink just starts backing up.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh geez. Well, Mare's gonna be home, and she's gonna come home to a backed up sink. Like, I don't know what else to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, obviously being the plumber that I am, I go underneath the sink, and I just look at the pipes, and got immediately terrified. I was like, there's nothing I could. I don't know nothing. What am I even looking down here for? I'm not. So I just said, okay, though the pipes are broken, or you know, the sink's backed up. Let's call the landlord.
Okay.
That was my first instinct.
And the landlord calls a plumber, I assume.
And the landlord calls a plumber. So
yeah.
Luckily, we were able to get a plumber out the very next day, which was nice. And my wife, I get a text the next day, and Meredith's mad at me because, well, the...
What?
She said, there was a spoon in the garbage disposal.
That's what was causing the backup?
Yes.
Is it... Oh, so... You didn't need a plumber?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah, the plumber just went in and grabbed the spoon out of the garbage disposal.
And
I was running the garbage disposal, and nothing was... Like, I didn't hear anything, and... Yeah, and
well,
I should have just...
jammed up.
I should have just checked in the garbage disposal.
Well, that was kind of stupid.
It was very stupid, Melissa. So, look, but I'm not alone here. Husbands are dumb. We're all dumb.
You mean you're stupid?
Okay, sometimes stupid.
Well, that's what the song says.
What's your dumb/stupid husband story? 312-946-4995.
Go ahead.
If it's you or your husband.
Right, because you didn't need the plumber. You didn't need to pay for a plumber.
Right, yeah, I know that now,
look.
Melissa. Sam in Naperville.
Do you have a stupid husband story?
I do, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, my boyfriend was trying to clean out the sink the other day. So we put the stopper in and filled it up with water and soap and started scrubbing. And then when he's done, he looks at me and goes, so how do I get the stopper out? And I'm like, what do you mean? How do you get the stopper out? He's like, there's no handle. I'm like, the big nub sticking out of the stopper, that big brown thing on top. He's like, no, there's nothing there. And I'm like, yes, there is. He's like, oh. I'm like, did you put it in upside down?
Oh,
so he put the handle, yep, into the drain.
No.
Like,
no.
It fit so perfectly. I'm like, yeah, that's the stopper. That's how we pull it out.
Oh,
so,
no.
He was trying to do a good thing. We just had to shove I was wedging a fork. The points are all messed up now. We're trying to shove it in the side and loosen the heel. Yeah.
Did he end up getting it out or did you?
No, I did, of course. He's I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Thank you for trying, but yeah.
Thanks, but
time,
no
I got
thanks.
It.
Yeah, right.
Sam, in those moments, do you just kind of sit back and think, what am I going to do with this guy?
I, yeah,
I literally said, I'm like, how were you on your own before this? What did you do? Like, if this would have happened in his own apartment, he would have just left it. He's like, well, there's nothing we can do. I'm like, okay.
I think us as men, like, once we get with a significant other, we just like,
we regress.
We regress back to like when we were children.
And, help me.
Yeah.
Help me.
And it's just mommy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sam, what's your boyfriend's name?
Jordan.
Well, thanks for sharing. That was awesome.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Look.
Is it all plumbing stories, or is it all water issues? Is that what it is?
Look, plumbing's not easy, Melissa.
I think when it comes to plumbing, that's when you guys don't know what to do.
I'm with Jordan on this one. Look, that stopper was probably, it was probably hard to find. It was probably hard to get out. I'm on Jordan's side here.
I'm trying to figure out how Jordan didn't use the tip of it to push it in. Like, it'd be harder to turn it upside down and then shove it in the hole.
That's just a question. That's just too hard of a question to answer. Okay?
Boys.
It's 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. And today we've got RJ and Elgin, the E-dub.
Not called that.
Some people call it that. And Robin in Orland Park. Robin, say hello to RJ.
Hi, RJ.
Hello.
All right, it's the 5 at 8:35. We've got 5 country questions. You need to make sure that you blurt out your name because your name is your buzzer, okay?
Got it.
Okay,
here we go.
All right, with all that said, let's play. Question number one. Who sings the song Big Green Tractor?
RJ.
RJ.
Jason Aldean.
Is it Jason Aldean? It is Jason Aldean. RJ takes a 1-0 lead.
Okay, there we go. Question number two. Who holds the world record for the most number one hit singles over any other artist in the history of country music, making him known as the king of country music?
Man, I can't think of his name.
Anybody want to say your name and then take a guess?
3 seconds.
RJ.
RJ. RJ.
I don't know. Kenny Chesney.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
No.
It was not Robin. Would you like a chance for a rebuttal?
Robin.
3 seconds.
Luke Bryan.
Is it Luke Bryan? It is not.
It's George Strait.
George Strait, the king of
country.
Oh,
man.
It was on the tip of your tongue, huh?
Yeah. No.
All right.
No. Okay, question number three.
RJ still leads 1-0. Who sings Famous Friends along with Kane Brown?
Oh, fudgicles.
Did he say fudgicles?
Fudgicles. Robin?
Yeah. Delicious.
Robin?
A delicious treat. Robin!
Morris?
What? I'm sorry?
Is it like Mindy Morris?
Is it Mindy Morris? I don't even know who a Mindy Morris
fudgicles.
Is, but you know what? Fudgicles, indeed.
Fudgicles.
RJ, do you want a chance for a rebuttal?
But I'm drawing a blank, guys. I don't know.
That's all okay.
My girlfriend would know that like a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully she's not listening. It was Chris Young we were looking for. Chris Young.
Yeah.
So still 1-0 heading to question four.
All right, Robbie, you're going to need this to tie it up. The song Fancy was written by Bobby Gentry in 1969, but what redheaded country legend brought to the number 8 spot on the Billboard country charts in 1991?
Robin. Reba?
Is it Reba McEntire? Is it Reba McEntire? It is.
Whoa.
Robin ties things up in the nick of time. Going to a deciding question number 5. Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, used to play what professional sport?
Robin. Hockey.
Is it hockey? It is, Robin. You have won yourself a pair of tickets to see Jake Owen at the Rosemont Theater on October 13th.
Wow.
Congratulations. That was a tough competition there.
Yeah, I didn't know much.
Well, sometimes there are. Yeah.
RJ, don't worry, man. You'll have another chance to play for these tickets again tomorrow with the 5 at 8:35. So call us back then, okay?
All righty.
It's the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by Pacific Foods. New organic soups now available at Jewel Osco. We'll have more 5 at 8:35 again tomorrow.
That's right, with Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.